Faster, my good evening and welcome to the Manx Radio Folk Show. With me, John Barker, playing you the best in folk and roots music from the Isle of Man and from all around the world. Well, this is the first show of August, the 4th of August, but I'm actually recording it in July. Is the heat wave still continuing? We've had a brief respite over the weekend, but I think it's due to return. If it is, it must be the longest hot summer.
Such a wonderful summer, downhill and down dale. Blossoms a garland in Genoa and Vale. And I'm savouring, labouring, I'm scaling the wall of the longest hot summer I've lived to recall. And I'm out bright and early to breathe in the air, on the path up to the top where there's plenty to share. And you'd hardly notice the smoke and the sprawl through the longest hot summer anyone can recall. And the skylark above me and up from the ground, dandelions lift their big ears to the sound. And the downtrodden grasses are standing up tall to the longest hot summer even they can recall. And the old men and women in Snicket and Street, shops and allotments all measured and neat, are making their way as if home from a ball. It's the longest hot summer anyone can recall. And the orchestral rhythms of ironwork and steel is the song of the sound of the scent of the feel, a music that keeps me in permanent thrall to the longest hot summer the air can recall. Yes, I might have been blessed with a fever that sings, with a lover's sublunary echoes and ings, when no little glimpse of the girl is too small, and the longest hot summer is something to recall. It's such an age between clocking on and clocking off machines, and kissing in corridors and clogs and canteens, and the future in pairs of pristine overalls in the longest hot summer still in store to recall. You can call it nostalgia for lost love and youth. You can tell me I'm wandering some way from the truth. But the voice at the heart of the tongue says it all. It was the longest hot summer weathercocks will recall.
Ooh.
Well, that beautiful piece of music is from one of my favourite albums of this year so far. I've played you lots of music from it. It's Wakefire, a summer album, by Lady Maisry, Jimmy Aldrich and Sid Griffin. And the song, Longest Hot Summer, was written by Ray Hearn about the 1976 heatwave. Well, I think I'm right in saying that although 1976 was a longer drought, the average temperatures this year have been significantly above 1976. And these extreme weather events are becoming more common, all part of the climate emergency. I'm recording this in July, as I said before. That's because I'm away for much of August and possibly some of September as well. So I'm trying to get lots of shows recorded before then. And at the moment, there's terrible wildfires burning in the Cairngorms, France and Spain, of course. Someone who lived through terrible weather conditions in the 1930s was Woody Guthrie, and he released an album in 1940 called Dust Bowl Ballads. All the songs on the album deal with the Dust Bowl and its effects on the country and its people. It's considered to be one of the first concept albums, and it was Guthrie's first commercial recording. So here's two short songs from it, Talking Dust Bowl and The Great Dust Storm.
Back in 1927, I had a little farm and I called that heaven. Well, the price is up and the rain come down and I haul my crops all into town. I got the money, bought clothes and groceries, fed the kids and raised the family. Rain quit and the wind got high and a black old dust storm filled the sky. And I swapped my farm for a Ford machine and I poured it full of this gas Eileen. And I started rocking and rolling over the mountains out towards the old Peach Bowl. Way up yonder on a mountain road, I had a hot motor and a heavy load. I was going pretty fast, I wasn't even stopping, bouncing up and down like popcorn popping. Had a breakdown, I'm sort of a nervous bust down of some kind. There was a feller there, a mechanic feller, said it was engine trouble. Way up yonder on a mountain curve, it's way up yonder in the piney wood, and I give that rolling Ford a shove, and I was gonna coast as fur as I could. Commenced coasting, picking up speed, was a hairpin turn, I didn't make it. Man alive, I'm a-telling you, the fiddles and the guitars really flew. That Ford took off like a flying squirrel, and it flew halfway around the world. Scattered wives and children's all over the side of that mountain. We got out to the west coast broke, so dadgum hungry I thought I'd croak, and I bummed up a spud or two, and my wife fixed up a tater stew. We poured the kids full of it. Mighty thin stew, though, you could read a magazine right through it. Always have figured that if it'd been just a little bit thinner, some of these here politicians could have seen through it. On the 14th day of April of 1935, there struck the worst of dust storms that ever filled the sky. You could see that dust storm coming, the cloud looked death-like black, and through our mighty nation it left a dreadful track. From Oklahoma City to the Arizona line, Dakota and Nebraska to the lazy Rio Grande, it fell across our city like a curtain of black rolled down. We thought it was our judgment, we thought it was our doom. The radio reported, we listened with alarm, the wild and windy actions of this great mysterious storm. from Albuquerque and Clovis and all New Mexico. They said it was the blackest that ever they had saw. From old Arch City, Kansas, the dust had rung their knell, and a few more comrades sleeping on top of old Boot Hill. From Denver, Colorado, they said it blew so strong, they thought that they could hold out, but they didn't know how long. Our relatives were huddled into their oil boom shacks, and the children, they was crying as it whistled through the cracks. And the family, it was crowded into their little room. They thought the world had ended, and they thought it was their doom. The storm took place at sundown, it lasted through the night. When we looked out next morning, we saw a terrible sight. We saw outside our window where wheat fields they had grown was now a rippling ocean of dust the wind had blown. It covered up our fences, it covered up our barns, it covered up our tractors in this wild and dusty storm. We loaded our jalopies and piled our families in. We rattled down that highway to never come back again.
It must be time for some tunes. These come from the James Kerry Trio, their new album Tributaries. It's the Loose Hornpipe and Fresh Coming Down. Thank you. Well, that was the James Kerry Trio, with an interesting mixture of time signatures, or bar lengths, or something like that. I'm sure somebody with a better grasp of musical theory than me could explain it. Next, something by John Doran and the Northern Assembly. This is a song called Kitty of Ballinamore.
When I was young and full of fun, like many's the dashing blade, it was my delight from the morn till night to court a comely maid. Well, I'd walk with her and I'd talk with her, as many have done before, but it's little I knew she'd prove untrue, or we Kitty of Ballinamore. Well, it was her cruel parents I must blame for such a state. Although I was poor, well, they couldn't endure, for to court their daughter Kate. Although I loved her dearly, and I told them more and more, I then would die for Kitty of Ballinamore. Well, indeed, my love, says Kitty, I would rather be a soldier's wife. So dress yourself in a man's attire and go fight for my life. Well, the very next day I sailed away and I joined a foreign force. For without a lie, I then would die for Kitty of Ballinamore. Well, I was not very long listed when a I did receive, and when I read the answer, well, I thought I'd get some ease. But the very first line that I did read, well, it grieved my heart full sore. For Kitty was wed to a farmer's son in the town of Ballinamore. Handsome and gentle as a dove. 10 times a day, well, she used to say, with me she was in love. But she'll tell you this, and she'll tell you that, and she'll do like she's done before. Then she'll curl her hair and leave you there, will Kitty of Ballinamore.
That was John Doran and the Northern Assembly. Here's a song by the Young'uns, Jack Merritt's Boots. And this is from the album Tiny Notes from a few years ago, where the songs are all dedicated to remarkable individuals. And Jack Merritt was one of those who was killed at the Fishmongers Hall London Bridge terror attack in June 2017.
Jack Merritt wore Doc Martin boots on his tailor's feet, and he dressed just like his favourite pint, black and white and neat. And his smile was like the morning breaking on a boundless shore, and from the start his great big heart was like an open door. As I came over London Bridge, all the flowers had gone, but I swear I saw Jack Merritt's boots and they were marching on. Jack Merritt did a job he loved, and he knew how love could heal. From a friendly glance to a second chance, he knew that change is real. And as he came over London Bridge, he was all that he could be. But he never knew that 25 was the oldest he would be. As I came over London Bridge, all the flowers had gone, but I swear I saw Jack Merritt's boots and they were marching on. We're not the clothes we're wearing or the world we're born into. We're not the scars we're bearing, but the door we're walking through. I came over London Bridge like long before I'd done. My smile became the morning and my breath became a song. And my heart leapt high as a waking sky above a mountain ridge, like a pair of black Doc Martin boots over London Bridge. As I came over London Bridge, all the flowers had gone, but I swear I saw Jack Merritt's boots and they were marching on. As I come over London Bridge and out towards the sun, I will wear Jack Merritt's boots as I go marching on.
So that was the Young'uns. Now for some Fairport Convention from the 1971 album Full House. I've not listened to this for ages, and there's a couple of great tune sets on it. One of them is this, Dirty Linen, which comprises Last Night's Fun, Paddy on the Railroad, Drops of Brandy, and Roll Halfpenny.
Thank you.
Fairport Convention from the Full House album. That's the one after Sandy Denny left, but Richard Thompson was still in the band. Here's something by Chris Drever from his new album Doing This For Love. It's called Still The Same.
I ditched the car insurance. I didn't come to till three. Still get the dream, I'm a farmhand. I wonder whether Ma still thinks of me. Ooh. Postcards paint a pretty picture. Almost truths and outright lies. No one ever looks right at me. They're all too busy with their own lives. But I'm still the boy.
Was of course the always wonderful Chris Drever with a song from his new album, Doing This For Love. Here's some tunes again. Slip Jigs, PJ's Conlon's Slip Jigs by Johnny Oak Connolly. ¶¶
at the top of a mountain, without money in my pocket, or gold far to count it, but I would let the money go all far. And I would marry no one but my bonny blue-eyed Nancy. She's my bonny blue-eyed lassie, with an air so sweet and tender, her walk just like the swan that flows, and her waist so small and slender, her golden hair in ringlets fair, hung o'er her snow-white shoulders, and I would ask her to marry me, for there's no one who'd be bolder. But some she is very low in station, and more people say she'll be the cause of my ruination. But she'll be mine, oh lovely lady, and lightly swims the swan o'er the dark waters of Ochel, and lightly sings the nightingale, so happy to behold her. The winds may blow, the moorcocks crow, the moon doth shine so deeply, but deeper by far is my love for mine own lady. day that I die. She'll be mine, all lovely lady.
Well, that was very lovely, wasn't it? That was the trio, The Weaving, with My Bonnie Blue-Eyed Lassie. I played you something by the trio before, but it was a tune set. They blend the music traditions of Kerry, Tipperary and Yorkshire. And the band members are Maeve Begley, button accordion and vocals from West Kerry, and the daughter of the late musician Seamus Begley. Owen Spafford, fiddle player and composer from Leeds. And Kate Nerean, piano, vocals and folklorist from County Tipperary. And they released an EP, I think it was an EP rather than a full-length CD, Duluth and Iniac, Warp and Weft, in February this year. And I will play something else from it soon. But in the meantime, we go north to Belfast and Joshua Burnside and a song from his new album, It's Not Going to Be Okay, You and Me.
We're gonna get through this together, you and me. We'll see, nothing will keep us down, keep us apart forever, you and me. You'll see, take my hand, nothing can keep us from loving each other, you and me. You'll see, nothing will keep us down. After the storm, the sea is gentle. Even the longest night must end. After the war, a peace is brokered. I know I'll see you soon, my friend. We're gonna get through this together, you and me. We will see, nothing will keep us down, keep us apart forever, you and me. We will see, take my hand, nothing can keep us from loving each other, you and me. We will see, nothing will keep us down. You make me laugh when no one else can. Take me out of a desperate place. Out of my head with all its worries. Out of the maze, out of the We're gonna get through this together, you and me. You will see, nothing will keep us down, keep us apart forever, you and me. You will see, take my hand, nothing can keep us from loving each other, you and me. You will see, nothing will keep us down.
From Belfast and Joshua Burnside to Malawi and the Kasambwe brothers. Again, I've played you something by them quite a while ago now. Here's a great track by them, Ahedi, which I believe means head teacher.
Ahedi. heady, I heady, I
yanyala,
in a heady, I heady, I
yanyala,
some of that you that one's easy, I
yanyala,
this is a wounded banda, you agree that umananga, I did pass at you, Balu, I could in the Kumbezenje, you find a nest in Kuanga, Koma ines in the Wanisa, Tango see us to you. Stretch the cap on the mofa, in the cap on the mofa. Ahedi, ahedi, Tumaraji da Funzisi. This is a good band, you agree umananga, and the passage balo. I could in the Kumbezenje, you find an instant Kuanga, for my Ines Nevanisa. Tango see us cool, stretch the cap on the mofa, in the cap on the mofa. You and the Wotolo, one on the Kucholo. Mabwera ngolo, umene si unolo, naka sanda tefolo, umakulira bakolo, kuruata viana bolo, kukwira chikalo, kumanyo za magolo, mina kwa bolo kukanga kona bwa. No, 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 no. Ahedi, ahedi, sumataji tapuzisi. Sisi kundi banda, iwo akwira umanyanga, andi pasaji balu, aku dindi kumbezenje, yufana nisinkuwanga, koma ines nekwanisa, tango siya skulu yu, stretch dika bunda mufa, inen dika bunda mufa, Cholo, come up with Angolo, Umena si Udolo, like a Santa de Folo, come up with Abangolo, go out of the Anabolo, Kukira Chicago, Comano Samabolo, Menabolo, Panga, Gonabra. No, 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 Gabriel. No, no, no.
With my banjo on my knee, and I'm bound for Louisiana, my own true love for to see. It did rain all night the day I left, the weather was bone dry. The sun was so hot I froze myself. Suzanne, don't you go on and cry. I said, oh, Susanna, now don't you cry for me. As I come from Alabama with this banjo on my knee. Well, I had myself a dream the other night when everything was still. I dreamed that I saw my girl Suzanne. She was coming around the hill. Now the buckwheat cake was in her mouth, the tear was in her eye. I said that I come from Dixieland, Suzanne, don't you break down and cry. I said, oh, Susanna, now don't you cry for me. 'Cause I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee.
After the young Malawian trio, the Kasangwe Brothers, a little bit of James Taylor for you there from Sweet Baby James, the classic 1970 album, and of course, Oh Susanna, a song that's often referred to as an American folk song, but it's actually written by Stephen Foster, who also wrote Hard Times Come Again No More, and some other stuff, shall we say. Music that's happening around the island this week? Well, the usual sessions I'm sure will be on. As I say, I'm recording this quite a few weeks in advance. But I think we can rely on the fact that there'll be a session in O'Donnell's on Wednesday evening from about 8:45 and in the Mitre in Ramsey on Friday night, about the same time. The Sunday session, I think, will be at the Manor, and no doubt the Folk Club will be happening on Thursday night in Ramsey at the Buffs Club too. It'll all be a bit sketchy over the next few weeks with recording these shows in advance. So I've just got time for one more track for you tonight, and I always like finishing with this one every now and then. It's Reels from Thomas Collister and Dave Kilgallen's album Popular Manx Tunes D-flat edition, don't forget that bit, from a couple of years ago now. And it finishes with a very different version of the tune that you heard at the very start of the show, the version by Barul of Ka Juan Nan. I'll have another show for you next week, featuring the best in folk and roots music from the Isle of Man and from all around the world, and I do hope that you'll be able to join me then.